Drive on live
here on Live 89.5. And now joining me in the studio, it must have been a year now then, John, I think.
Yeah, it would be close to that.
So when you last came in to tell us all the joys of what's going on the island with all the cricket superstars. So first of all, John, welcome to the programme.
Yeah, thank you, Jason.
It's nice to see you, and well done for making it up them steps, because I know that I can have a bit of a struggle on them, and there is quite a lot of them. So look, what's going on in the world of cricket then at the moment, John?
Well, okay, we've just finished a few rounds of friendlies, keep players fit and interested in the game, but on the 23rd of February, we have 4 days of last man stands, and that's an international competition. They play it all over the world, and they're bringing it to Phuket, so it's a first for Phuket. And it's a modified game. There's about 10 a side. There's 20 overs. You bowl 5-ball overs. And you can have what they call double play. You can get the two batsmen that are out there, you can get them out on the one ball.
All right, that's cheeky. Yeah,
that's cheeky, but you can.
If you're good enough, of course. You've got to have the skills to be getting that sort of style. Now, this, I believe you're just saying, because I've just come back from Vietnam, so I was away for the last edition of the Phuket News. I've not caught up on it yet, but people can read about this as well. It's also in print, isn't it, John?
Yes, it's in print now on the Phuket News.
So everyone can check that out. If you've got a copy and you've not actually got through it to the back pages, which is always traditionally the sport pages, then it's in there as well. So that's last man standing. So it's popular all around the world, this system, yeah?
Yes, it is. We're going to have about 8 teams. Not from all around over the world, but there's one from England, one from Australia. There's 4 from Bangladesh. And then we're putting in a local Phuket cricket group.
Excellent.
Side.
And is that mixed now?
No, it's not mixed. No, it's just men.
But yeah. Is it mixed different countries as well?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there's different countries. And I have a problem understanding Hindi and Afrikaan when all the players are different nationalities out there when I'm umpiring. They don't know what they're talking about.
I was going to say that's probably so that they can disguise some of their tactics as well, maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me really, because cricket's cricket. And we all play under the same umbrella.
And slip slap a bit of cream on as well for if it is in this heat. But you've named some of the major sort of like areas of the world that are passionate about cricket.
Yes.
I mean, obviously like England and Australia have got the grudge with the Ashes. That's something that, you know, is like full on. And like, I mean, I've never been to many cricket matches, but I've seen on the internet now and watching the vibe, it's like it's full on. It's like it's more hardcore than a lot of football matches now, isn't it? The kind of the atmosphere that gets going.
It's very popular, particularly the series is just being played in Australia now between, it's a tri-series actually, it's a 2020 version, and there's New Zealand, England and Australia playing a tri-series.
Wow, okay, so now it's bringing in the extra grudging from New Zealand, so that part of the world, of course, is lifting up as well.
Yeah, Australia are doing pretty well in the 2020s, so I don't know when the next game was. There was one the other day, England and New Zealand, but I don't know the result. But Australia gave England a whacking the other night.
Oh, I bet you're pleased with that then.
Sorry about that, Jason, being an Englishman.
It's all right. It's one of those. You could be more sorry if I was actually kind of like more of a cricket obsessive fan, because I know that it is taken very, very seriously by those who really do appreciate and love the game. So that's the last man standing, which is being brought to Phuket now, which is fantastic, giving an extra leg to the cricket. Also, you've got the Super 8 coming up again. It's something that you want to talk about.
Yes, that's following the last man standing. That'll go for about 10 weeks. Have 8 aside. That's why they're called Super 8s. But you still play 20 overs. And there's different parts of the game from a normal game of cricket. But the last ball of each innings, you get double what the batsman hits. There was a game last year that they needed 12 to win. And this guy hit a 6 off the last ball.
Perfect.
And won the game. So there's excitement there for spectators, the players.
And it's all those supporters were like, she's a beauty! Get in there. That's fantastic. So the last one standing is going from the 23rd to the 26th of this month.
Yes.
And then so the Super 8 starts just after that. What's the starting day on that?
Oh, probably be the 23rd. Probably about the 1st of March.
Yeah, that'll be the 1st.
Whatever the Sunday is.
Yeah, into the Sunday. You know, I've got a calendar right here, John. I can check this. So, yeah, we've got the... So, the 26th is going to be, the Monday.
It's a Monday, yes.
Yeah, and then the following Sunday after that will be the 4th. Sunday the 4th.
Yeah, well, that's what we're planning for then.
Right, excellent. So, that's the 8-a-side Super 8s, which is coming on. You said there's some modified rules. Is that part of them that you just said, or...?
Yes, it is.
That is with the double on the end.
Last ball hit for six or whatever, you get 12. Five ball overs are very similar to the last man standing rules.
It's a little bit similar to the bowling as well, 10-pin bowling. You get like a third, you get a last one. If you get a couple of strikes, you get to actually go again. You sort of get an extra bonus on that as well. So it's like I got a little bit of that going on. Now, at the Alan Cook Ground, we always sort of bigging it up because it is fantastic, isn't it? It's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. It is. It's very picturesque. It's in really good condition because we had good rain in January. Last year we didn't have any rain. It was pretty brown, the outfield, but now it's nice and green. We haven't put a sprinkler on there for nearly a year.
I know, that's good. So saving costs on there on the water. But I think that, you know, most people who come to the island will probably be thinking that's a negative. But for you guys at the Alan Cook Ground as well, you're thinking like, that's fine. We just don't have to bother with the sprinklers. Just keep the nice bit of water on the pitch. So
save the maintenance costs.
Excellent. So that's going on at the Alan Cook Ground, of course, and bigging up Alan Cook as well, because it is a fantastic ground. It's well set up. There's the boundary bar there for some beverages for people to enjoy and spectators. Good family vibes going on, and as we said, we do report on it quite often in the Phuket News, so people can catch up with that. Now, not just cricket as well. We will, and anyone's welcome, aren't they, John, if we're saying that, giving an invitation.
Anyone, welcome. They can have a good day's cricket, good day's outing. If you're bored sitting at home, you might as well get down to the cricket, meet new people, meet the players.
And even if you're not playing, it's just a nice thing to sort of just chill by the side, isn't it, and just spectate, and it just sort of, it has that kind of, there's a very calming ambience to it when it's just going on, except for when it's, of course, very competitive. But I've always found that that's when I've sort of done it, when I've just chilled by the side of the cricket pitch and just watched it going on there. So that is the cricket side. So everyone's welcome to go. And if you want to get in touch with John, how do they get in touch with you, people who are listening?
Oh, just to go on our website, phuketcricket.com.au. No, not day. I'm Aussie. phuketcricket.com. And you'll find our website from that. But we are looking for players, new players, to play in the Super 8. So any expats here that are listening, and you really want a game of cricket, just go on our website and you can put your name in the hat.
Get your pads on, get the old bat out and have a good game of cricket. Why not? And if you can spin a googly, then I'm sure more than welcome in the team that you're playing for, not if you're playing against. But this is going on, not just cricket though, is it, John? We were also talking, you're going to be doing some touch rugby as well, yeah?
Yeah, there's touch rugby, that's kicking off next week, I think. And then we have junior cricket, or kids coaching, that's every Friday night or afternoon from about 4 o'clock on.
Excellent.
Again at the Alan Cook Ground. Yeah, so the kids want to have a game. I don't know what else is kicking off, but we know the touch rugby, and I'm not quite sure what days they're on, but it's also in the current print of the Phuket News, so it's all there, when the games are going to be on, and who to contact, because a lot of expats here, ex-rugby players, and they're like, and they can bring their kids along too, you know, from about 10 up, so no one goes through them like a Bondi tram. You know, it's just a bit of fun. It's not tackling, you know, it's just one of those things.
Learning the techniques and having a laugh and enjoying it, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's about. Of course, nowadays, prizing the kids away from mobile devices and computer screens. So, like, get them out there having some fun with some good professionals, ex-professionals and players who are really passionate about the game and want to pass on their knowledge. And I think that's a very, very healthy thing for kids to be doing, isn't it, John?
It is. And actually, on the 24th of March, there's a replay of a game, Australian Football League game rules. There's a team called the Thailand Tigers from Bangkok. They're all Aussie expats playing a team from Kuala Lumpur. Forgotten what their name is. But they came over and we had a game of Australian Rules Football, and yours truly was the goal umpire. Anyway, I didn't get picked on either.
Brilliant.
For a wrong call.
Brilliant. Well, I've got to say fair play to you, John, because it is, you know, to be a ref, to be an umpire, to be the goal, it's one of those things where you are going to sort of get the flak sometimes, aren't you?
Cause you can't miss.
You're going to make some calls sometimes that not everyone's happy with, especially the team.
That's very true. Even in cricket, I might get the odd spray from a player.
So I'm sure that you got a lot of respect from everyone for just getting up there and doing it. Yeah. And thanks ever so much for coming in again, you know, like trying to inspire people to get involved. Anyone who's listening, John's great. And also, of course, all the people who are there at the Alan Cook Ground, they'll look after you. As any aspiring kids who are like, actually, you know, they're wanting to get into this, there you go. That's your chance. Fridays, as John said, from 4 o'clock onwards. Any mums and dads who are listening, thinking like, oh, that's where we need to be going. That's where we need to be getting the kids to get out there and running around, getting a good bit of exercise out in the fresh air. Then the Alan Cook Ground is a fantastic place for that. John King, you're a superstar.
Thank you, Jason.
Excellent. No, thank you for coming in. And as you said, there's a lot of details in the Phuket News. We'll keep up to date with that in our sports pages. Matt Pond, our sports editor, will be popping in all the scores of what's going on and through the Super 8s, I'm sure. Good luck with the last man standing, the introduction of that.
Thank you. That's all brand new to me too.
That'll be brand new. And also with the modified rules of the Super 8s, the 8 aside, with the double scores on the end, that'll be adding that exciting little lift. And of course, as you said, touch rugby coming up as well.
Yeah.
John, thank you ever so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for the invitation.
All the best. And how's it to the cricket world of the ACG? Cheers. That's John King here on Live 89.5.
Live 89.5.